Nice song. For disco and for Dave Anderson, who have come here to be ordained as a disciple of the Buddha. Listen calmly and attentively. Due to surpassing affinities, this ordination ceremony became possible. As Buddha's disciple, you have acquired the opportunity to receive the teaching transmitted from Shakyamuni Buddha through the patriarchs to me and to manifest the Buddha's way forever. Even the Buddhas and patriarchs cannot help but admire you who are honestly seeking the Buddha's path in this world, with sincere belief in his Dhamma, and practicing his way with thoughtful consideration for all sentient beings. It is rare indeed to receive a human body in this cosmic world. However, since we cannot avoid the reality of consciousness, we must deeply and gratefully appreciate how meaningful and marvelous this present existence is. There indeed is the opportunity to listen to the Dhamma and the appearance of Buddha in this world is our great joy. Embracing Buddha's teaching, we sincerely accept the Buddhas as our parents. And moment after moment, we endeavor to live the life of enlightenment which transcends greed, anger, and self-delusion. Thus, fall and leg reflect on the circumstances that have made this ceremony possible and consider deeply the innumerable blessings of your family and friends. The great benevolence bestowed upon you by your father is higher than a mountain, and your mother's love is deeper than the ocean. It is my sincerest wish that you return at least a small part of this parental kindness, and with your whole life, express your gratitude to all those who have cared so much for you. Last hair is called Shura. Only Buddha is able to cut it off. Now I will shave it off Do you allow me to do this?
Yes, I will.
Shaving your head and again shaving your head, you are now in the path of the Buddha with immovable mind of great permission, having made a vow to save all sentient beings from their suffering. Shaving your head and again shaving your head. You are now in the path of the Buddha with immovable mind of great damnation. Who made a vow to save all sentient beings from their suffering? Shaving your head and again shaving your head, you are now in the path of the Buddha with an immovable mind of great damnation. Having made a vow to save all sentient beings from their suffering. Having made a vow to save all sentient beings from their suffering. Paul Discord. Your name, your Buddhist name will be Daipo Zengi. And your friend will call you by name of Zengi. Lev Anderson. Your Buddhist name will be Elsin Zeng, and your friend will call you by name of Elsin. service minds, mindful self. If you want to receive Buddha's presence, you should make confession. There are two ways or two meanings in confession, but there is a way for confession transmitted from the Buddha through the Phaedra to us. Recite after my words. All the karma ever created by me,
greed, anger and self-delusion, which have no beginning, born of my body, speech and thought, I now make full open confession of it. All the karma ever created by me, since of old, on account of greed, anger and self-delusion, which have no beginning, born of my body, speech and thought, I now make full open confession of it. All the karma ever created by me, since of old, on account of greed, anger and self-delusion, which have no beginning, born of my body, speech and thought, I now make full open confession of it.
Now we should receive the triple treasures. I take refuge in the Buddha.
I take refuge in the Buddha.
I take refuge in the Dhamma.
I take refuge in the Dhamma.
I take refuge in the Sangha.
I take refuge in the Sangha.
I take refuge in the Dhamma. In the Buddha lands, in all directions, the earth trembles and flowers fall. What is the meaning of such an extraordinary sight? Buddha says, it is part of the Buddha. For us who want to receive the precept, having received to a discourse on Bodhisattva's precepts, revived by their teacher who had previously received them from his teachers, are allowed to receive the Buddha's precepts, and now they are sure to be Buddha. Therefore, the universe manifests such a joyous omen. Upon hearing this, the Bodhisattva bowed to them and said, if so, We have now accepted what we said, and by keeping them with the spirit of Shakyamuni Buddha, the great teacher and sage. Our study and practice are accompanied by innumerable bodhisattvas. This is due to the perennial and diamond-like element of the bodhisattva's precepts. Due to the ripening of this great opportunity, their bodies are resting in the Dhamma world, and all the world are involved in those bodhisattva precepts. In the realm of the great observance of bodhisattva precepts, who are practicing the precepts, for whom are the great precepts practiced, to whom its merit are going. The observance of the pure bodhisattva precepts, there's no subjectivity or objectivity, and no merit even in pure practice. Thus, our practice continues forever. We should preserve the good fruit of those true merit of bodhisattva precepts, and mutually share the true Buddha way with all sentient beings. Here we have Zengyu and Teshi, and Bodhisattva's precepts have been transmitted to them, and they have joined our order of Buddha. It is our heartfelt desire that they would be mindful of those precepts and manifest the precepts in their everyday life.
I'm so grateful. To have and insurance for the ordination of Zengyu-san and Tenshu-san. And I'm so happy with all of your friends to have this ordination ceremony. I want to say just thank you for our teachers and your friends, who make this case possible for us. It is, of course, not only our effort, but also especially for the of the Vedics and Vedics and originated from Buddha's enlightenment. But if one attains enlightenment, all the sentient beings will be enlightened. There is this kind of truth, which is difficult to accept, but that is very true. And to have a disciple who will attain enlightenment is the most important thing for our society. Your parents raised you so that you can contribute some good element for our society. First of all, we all should be very grateful for Zen Yusen's parents and for Tenshin-san's parents who raised you with this spirit. Everyone has that spirit to save others. That spirit is always inside with us. Our true mind is always a spirit mind to save all sentient beings. In your happiness, in your adversity, even in critical moment of each one of us, the mind which comes out always with such a moment is the mind who want to contribute something to our human world. This is the mind Buddha found out in its true sense after leaving various things behind him. He found out this truth. He found out true mind, which is a spirit to save all sentient beings, and became Buddha. At this point, if you think about the true spirit of saving others, which is Bodhisattva mind and which is Buddha mind too, we will realize how important it is to have someone who will be the good example of our human being, which has the true spirit of saving others before save themselves. When we think and reach this point, we cannot help extolling this seven of ordination, which means to join our order, to serve all sentient beings. I want to express my heartfelt gratitude for Buddha, for teachers, for your parents, and all of you, and all sentient beings in the world. Thank you very much.